Hi, my name is Corey Hutter, the CEO and founder of your restaurant Profit Group and your dining club. And I'm creating this audio to help the salespeople I have spoke with regarding the best way to get a yes from a restaurant owner. And I'll be covering a lot of things, and I look forward to hearing people's feedback, but I'll present how I think it should best be done. This cold call script is designed to be used in person, but can be adapted to be used on the phone if you are highly skilled in making cold calls. Obviously, conversions are much more effective in person, since the person can't hang up on you, as anyone reading this will understand who has both cold called by phone or in person. As you listen to these script ideas, please do realize there are many ways to approach a prospect, and I do not profess to be the absolute expert, as many I have interviewed truly have a lot more experience than I do cold calling, presenting, and doing door-to-door sales. I will outline what I think is the best way to approach interactions with restaurant decision makers, but I am open for people offering tweaks and improvements to this foundation through their experience as they begin talking with other restaurant owners. Let me first say, this script is from a cold calling perspective, but ideally you will want to start with your warm market, which at a minimum would be with restaurants and where you frequent and spend money and or have worked with in the past with other marketing propositions. Any restaurant you have spent money should be slam dunks if you've already proven to be a loyal client to their business and actually spending hard-earned money supporting their business. For those restaurants, the owner should give you time if they do not want to lose a customer and recommendation to other people about the quality of his or her restaurant. Any restaurant you have sold to as well should allow you to easily get to the decision maker. With your restaurant profit group, not only is our proposition 100% free, but it also guarantees to increase their sales and bottom line profits. Also not covered in depth here is getting referrals. Anyone who has ever done sales knows getting referrals is really the key to quickly getting to a decision maker and accelerating appointment conversions. So what is to follow is really outlining the most challenging of sales, which is walking in 100% cold. Things to remember is, first, we are not selling anything. We're really taking the position of interviewing restaurants to see if they qualify for your restaurant profit group. You will position yourself as not a salesperson, nor having the ability to make a decision on if the restaurant can be accepted as a restaurant member in your dining club. The easiest analogy I can think of is if you were hired by FEMA to interview restaurants for FEMA restaurant rescue money, with only 3 available rescues per zip code, you would absolutely get time and attention from the restaurant owner if they knew once you walked out the door, so would the FEMA money. If you present that reality to the owner, every owner will beg to be one of these 3 restaurants chosen as to not pass up on a one-time opportunity. We need to convey the same type of selectivity to our prospects, and in reality, what we offer is much more substantial than what a potential FEMA restaurant rescue may consist of, since we address every aspect of what it takes for a restaurant to remain viable and sustainable in the long run, with ever increasing your dining club revenue sharing cash commissions every month. This is the hardest transition for someone to make, as all previous experience you have involves some or all of these paradigms. First, having to get money up front and or through installments. Second, getting a contract signed that can, in many cases, involve somewhat extensive paperwork. Third, getting the prospect to change to your product or service over what they are currently using. And fourth, asking the customer to assume risk, as no product I'm aware of does not involve risk and chance of financial loss. You truly are there to help the restaurant find out what challenges the restaurant has, all have sales and profitability issues, and to then provide them with an opportunity to apply for a risk-free solution with no contract or downside. We're really like the proverbial Titanic lifeboat, rowing up to their restaurant and extending an arm for them to hop in to take them out of the drowning water surrounded by other struggling restaurants. The restaurant owner can still jump out of the Titanic lifeboat as we row to shore, which in this case, get closer to our launch date, and we would then quickly find another restaurant to eagerly hop into the limited space in the lifeboat. In the end, we do hold 100% of the proverbial marketing cards, And once we do have proof of concept and a market established, restaurants will begin to call us and beg to get in, as they will see customers leave their restaurant and only visit restaurants featured in your dining club. What will follow is not designed to be used verbatim, but to be a roadmap, and in the end, you will have to read your prospects and deal with them accordingly and make a second visit or follow-up as needed. The good news is, the more restaurants that come on board, the easier this will get for anyone reading this or listening to this. Just stay focused and treat your first 30 days like boot camp, at the end of this boot camp, if you meet your restaurant membership goals, you're going to walk into an ever-growing monthly residual that will see ever-increasing monthly revenue-sharing commission checks that, for the most part, will equal more money than you may have ever made, and sure more money than you have made as a residual in working just a month. Thank you to anyone who is joining me for this launch, and for your trust and confidence, as I do look at everyone as a partner and not as a commissioned employee. It takes a special kind of person to help launch a company, and for that person to realize the best opportunity in any business is being there from the start and, in your case with your restaurant profit group, getting a revenue share stake in the company and chances for rapid advancement in compensation and responsibility. I truly hope many listening will emerge as leaders and begin running their market and or state before long, or at a minimum, immediately begin building a sales team for their initial market. If you have reviewed your independent contractor agreement, you realize you have a revenue sharing stake in your market and where you vest for life immediately upon reaching your restaurant market goal. I'm here to assist all of you any way I can, and your feedback in all regards is not only welcome but expected, as without your feedback, our company can't continue to grow without a continual focus on improving even the smallest of details. And I want to say again, it is our company. Not really mine, but it's going to be our company as a team. I hope this script outline gives you an idea of what I think is a good path to take at this point based on 30 years of being a business owner, plus listening to countless hours of sales training tapes. Yep, back in my day, that was how you access training materials. As things evolve and the launch happens, this script will change considerably. The key in any sales is asking questions to make sure the marketing proposition need is established with the prospect. We need to create as much pain as we can, which is not really hard to do in the restaurant business, especially since the pandemic, as I do not think many restaurants are better off today than they were prior to the pandemic. If you go right in and try to pitch, you will not do as well, as once the prospect senses he or she is being sold, they will put up their sales defenses. Remember, we are there to help them and then qualify them, not to sell them. I will now be getting reading the script, obviously both sides of the script, being with the salesperson and the restaurant owner, and I'll explain kind of what we're looking for throughout the process. So I guess bear with me, hopefully it'll all kind of flow and make sense by the time I'm finished. Hi, is the owner in? Now, if the owner's not in, you're going to just take the manager, but obviously you want to start with the decision maker being the owner. But if you can't get to the owner, just ask for the manager. May I ask what this is in regards to? Yes, my name is Corey Hutter with Your Restaurant Profit Group, and we are selecting 3 restaurants in the zip code to help increase their sales and bottom line profit without risk or cost. I needed to talk to the owner to see if this restaurant could qualify for a limited guaranteed marketing platform. Sure, let me go grab him or her. Hi, Bob. Hopefully you'll have the name of the person when you talk to the gatekeeper. Hi, Bob. My name is Corey Hutter with Your Restaurant Profit Group. And the reason for my call today is I wanted to talk to you about a limited marketing platform available to just 3 restaurants in the zip code that guarantees to increase your sales and bottom line profits without any risk, no contract or cost to your restaurant. I am here to just see if you qualify, so let me just ask you one simple question. Could your restaurant use a risk-free way of increasing sales that leads to substantially higher bottom line profits? Or are you making more profit than you're desiring to right now? So I think when you deliver that, you got to kind of do it with some humility and just kind of smile about it. Because obviously, I don't think any restaurant's making too much profit. Whether they're profitable now or not, you do want to have a lot of fun with the initial conversation to kind of, you know, get them relaxed. The owner should answer, yes, we could absolutely use more sales and profits. I doubt anyone will say no, regardless if the restaurant is profitable or not. Bob, can I ask you, how has your restaurant sales and profits been the last 4 years or so since the pandemic? From many other restaurants I have spoke with, nothing has ever returned to pre-pandemic levels, and there are still numerous challenges today making it difficult to even remain profitable, let alone make profits at a level most restaurants owners desire. What has been your experience? This is key to really get them to open up. So this is where hopefully we'll draw out a lot of information and pain points to really get them to express the many continual challenges restaurants face. This could be a quick answer or one in where you engage back and forth on each point they may bring up, such as higher food cost, staffing issues, customer counts, etc. Let the owner talk about the challenges as long as they want, as this just tees up what is to follow to make it a super easy slam dunk. So really, have empathy with them and really draw out as much pain as you can. Bob, everything you said is what most all other restaurant owners have echoed to me as well. And I truly feel for anyone in the restaurant business, as it has always been challenging, but never more so than today with no easy street anywhere in sight for the restaurant industry. So again, we're going to show empathy there. So you really just want to, because he's, if he talks for 5 or 10 minutes about all their frustrations, he's going to be like, oh my God, this is such a tough industry. And you're going to feel that if you've never been in the business, how many moving parts there really are. So here's what you'd say next. Bob, over the next 10 minutes, I am going to show you how to greatly reduce any stress and anxiety you may have about the future and put your restaurant in a substantially better financial position than even prior to the pandemic, without any cost or investment, absolutely zero risk, and with no contract. At the end of this restaurant life-changing 10-minute presentation, I'm going to ask you one simple favor, which is I want you to just give me a simple yes or no, as there will be nothing to think about with the very limited offer I have for your restaurant today. As I mentioned, I am not the decision maker to what will follow and cannot select your restaurant, but I act more like a hostess at a restaurant who just seats the tables with the owner of your restaurant profit group ultimately deciding who will get seats at the very limited number of seats available in your market. Bob, are you going to give me a simple yes or no at the end of this presentation, since it involves no contract, investment, or risk? Also knowing this platform will not launch for 3 or 4 weeks, so a yes today can easily be turned into a no tomorrow. But a no today cannot be turned into a yes tomorrow if the restaurant memberships in your zip code are filled, which will surely happen fast. Hopefully you'll say, yes, I can do that. So the goal here is to really pin them down for the yes or no decision and to continually take the proposition away. So again, we're reinforcing the fact that we don't got a lot of space, and the fact that we can take it away, and the fact that if you want to think about it, you're probably not going to get in. So now we'll tell the restaurant what we guarantee. Bob, let me tell you how your restaurant profit group works. Now we can absolutely guarantee the following. First, you'll have a competitive advantage over 90% of your market, which that benefit alone really can help the restaurant selected to be members in a major way. Second, we guarantee to increase your monthly sales, and you will likely see increases every month for quite some time. Third, we guarantee to increase your bottom line profit dollars, which no other marketing platform has ever dared to offer. And fourth, we guarantee you to increase your bottom line profit percentage. So for example, you're on a 5% profit margin, we can take it to a 10% profit margin. Bob, if I can show you how this is easily accomplished without any risk or money, is there any reason why you could not give me a yes at the end of this short conversation or presentation, whatever you want to say? And he should say, yes, I can give you a yes if you can show me how you are able to make those promises. Key is to get them to commit as often as possible and to also remind them that you are there just seeing if they qualify, and you are there to submit a membership application and put in a good word for the owner. So again, we're always closing on very minor points that should be obvious without an objection. If they're going to say something, they might say, well, I've got to have my partner say yes with me, even though there is no contract. So you want to kind of find out if there is going to be another person to talk to. And there might be, again, if they have multiple locations, multiple concepts, and that's okay. But if it's a single owner restaurant, we should be able to get a yes or a no, even from a manager. Because again, this is something that an owner does not have to qualify, because the manager should say, yes, I'll do it. Because you're going to tell them, Bob, if you don't get in, you can't get in later. So if I had a free keg of beer here, I'm sure the owner would probably want you to take that, or a free case of ribeyes, or free beer for a year. I'd imagine a manager would probably want to make that decision versus letting it pass by. So the real goal is to get the person you're talking to commit to the program and want to take one of the spaces. So if they even say they have to talk to another person to finalize it, you're going to want to say something like, Bob, let me do this for you. Let me take the space off the table for 48 hours. That way it will remain locked into your restaurant. And then I'll need to know by then if your other person, the owner, your partner, does want me to put the application in to the owner. Otherwise, you're probably going to lose the space, but I will take it off as a courtesy to you. And they should say, okay, no problem. And that still advances the agenda, but you are going to basically pre-sell them on taking it off the market. And if they say, yeah, no problem, that basically kind of closes them as well. Now we're going to talk a little bit about your dining club. Bob, your restaurant profit group is driven by your dining club, a restaurant dining membership that attracts the top demographic of diners who go out often and run up very high tickets. Your dining club features just a single benefit that was designed by the top restaurant owners in America to assure the lowest possible redemption cost when compared to any other marketing platform, delivery app, or other marketing platforms that are charging commissions and or involves investment and risk through upfront and monthly fees. So first thing is, you don't want to say dining app. App kind of is a, you know, they think a Groupon or something. So you want to say, stick with the word platform. And then we really want to remind them, and you might have learned this even through your discovery questions, that they're doing delivery apps which charge 30%. And then I'm a direct mail company by trade. You know, I would say they're out to run a BOGO to get any response, and they're lucky to break even, but their response, even if they get a decent response, they're probably looking at least a 50 to 75% redemption cost when you figure in printing and postage and the cost of the giveaway. So again, we're just wanting to bring up what we do and kind of mentioned how, you know, all these other programs that they've probably partaked in are much more expensive. So now we're going to explain really how the dining club works for the member. Bob, your dining club is just a $29.95 per month subscription and requires a party of two to purchase two drinks, one select appetizer, and where you choose the selections available, which would be your typically your more costly ones, and then one select entree, and where you again choose your more pricey and higher margin selections, for then the member to get the fifth item of equal or lesser value, which typically includes anything else on your menu excluding drinks and desserts. The redemption cost only involves the food cost of the fifth item, which equates to a 10 to 15% redemption cost, depending on if the party has multiple drinks, appetizers, and or desserts. There is no other marketing platform in America with a redemption cost this ridiculously low. So you really want to explain that there's, you know, the only cost that the restaurant does have is that fifth item, or it could be the sixth, seventh, or eighth that they're having, you know, multiple drinks and desserts. And again, you want to really focus on the 10 to 15% in regards to they're paying double, you know, at least double to the delivery app company. So again, even if we just have this paradigm without what we'll talk about shortly with the revenue sharing, this is an incredible deal for a restaurant. You know, it's such a low marketing proposition in regards to cost. So again, we'll try to get a confirmation here as well. Bob, does that make sense in how your only obligation is to give away the fifth item and how low your redemption cost would be compared to all other marketing platforms and options available to restaurants? So we want to get him to again to confirm what we just kind of spoke about. Get a yes confirmation. If the answer is no, You will then just bring up a simple order example, which you would say, Bob, a typical order would be two drinks for $10, appetizer for $15, and entree for $25, making the check total $50. If the free item is another $25 entree, your only cost is the food cost of approximately $7.50, making the redemption cost approximately 15%. The member has two rounds of drinks and desserts. That redemption cost quickly falls to around 10%. As you can see, a fraction of the cost compared to just delivery apps alone, Bob. Another example you could bring up would be something like this. Bob, if I was like the Gordon Ramsay of whatever market you're in, of Los Angeles, and I could bring you an additional $20,000 in sales, would you want those additional sales, Bob? He or she should say yes. Make sure they say yes to that question. Be sure they do before continuing. Bob, obviously any restaurant owner would take that business in a heartbeat. If I then said, Bob, I only charge a 15% commission on all the restaurant sales I bring you, do you think a restaurant owner would walk away from that $20,000 in sales for a marketing cost of $3,000, which is truly the worst case scenario with your dining club? So that's another example you can kind of bring up as saying, Bob, if I can bring you the sales at a cost of 15% commission without any investment or risk, any restaurant owner would take that in a heartbeat. Because again, remember, they have perishable seats. Or if you said, I can give you a $20,000 corporate party, I just need a $3,000 kickback, which is how a lot of business is actually done. So this next statement is going to kind of set up how popular the your dining club will be and how, if they're not in it, they're probably going to lose business, which they would. Bob, with how popular your dining club will be in your market, you could lose current customers and see less new ones since most customers vote with their pocketbook and will only dine at restaurants featured in your dining club. For your dining club member who dines out daily for lunch and or dinner for personal and or business reasons, savings can easily reach over $1,000 per month. Anyone who dines out even once a week will quickly become a your dining club member and will only frequent the restaurants featured in your dining club. So whether it's a college student, married couple, a person who dines out with friends often, or seasoned wealthy executive, everyone will save significantly more per month than their small $29.99 per month subscription fee. So you really got to kind of, you know, really hammer home the fact that, you know, people are going to vote with their pocketbook and you're going to lose business. How much, you know, we don't know, but it's going to be enough to where they'll feel it. So now we'll, again, do another close. So you're going to say, Bob, if your restaurant profit group only gave you a competitive advantage over 90% of your market, and increased your customer counts, ticket averages, and sales with the lowest redemption costs in America, can you see why virtually every restaurant we speak with quickly wants to claim one of the limited Your Dining Club restaurant memberships? So they should answer this. It should be a yes. But if you get a no, you'll have to ask more questions about current marketing efforts, and especially if they are doing delivery apps and parting with 30% commissions. You will also want to revisit their initial answers. Do they want more sales and bottom line profits they admit to wanting at the beginning of the conversation? Ideally, we should be able to close a restaurant on that paradigm alone before introducing the Your Dining Club restaurant revenue sharing. It's just having a risk-free solution to increasing sales and creating a huge competitive advantage for their restaurant by itself is more than enough to get any restaurant excited. Obviously, every other paradigm out there is really just promising sales increases or expense reduction because there's no other marketing platform, you know, giving cash to restaurants. So at this point, you know, the restaurant should be pretty much ready to go forward with all we presented so far, because again, everything we presented so far is really a really just incredible upside for the restaurant with no downside. But now we get to obviously the exciting part, the revenue sharing. So you're going to say something like, Bob, you, just like any other motivated and intelligent restaurant owner, sees the incredible advantage and opportunity for what I have just presented, but it gets even better. Bob, would you or your accountant be upset or opposed if your restaurant profit group and your dining club started sending your restaurant thousands of dollars per month on top of all the other incredible benefits we just covered for your dining club restaurant members? You're going to say it kind of in a humorous tone, and again, you're going to smile the entire time. And he's going to say, no, and he's going to should say something. No, he would not. You know, the accountant shouldn't be mad about that. And again, this is another pre-close statement to further add what will now become the biggest value to the platform and presentation. They should be very curious on what we are about to present. And so this should be a lot of fun, because obviously by then they should be, you know, hopefully really engaged in the conversation. So now we're going to talk about your dining club and exactly how it works on the financial side. So you're going to say something like, Bob, there is one primary way a customer will learn about your dining club, which will be through our member restaurants scattered throughout the Los Angeles metro area, whatever metro area that you're in. For every Your Dining Club member who becomes a member using your unique Your Dining Club restaurant number, you will earn $10 per month of what we call Your Dining Club revenue sharing commissions. You are paid revenue sharing commissions every month for as long as a member stays active, regardless if the member eats at your restaurant just once, once a month, once a week, or once a day. The $10 Your Dining Club revenue sharing given to you goes straight to your bottom line, since you do not have to buy any food or hire any staff to earn Your Dining Club revenue sharing. If 500 Your Dining Club members signed up using your unique Your Dining Club restaurant number and for some reason never return to your restaurant because they live far away, you will still earn $5,000 per month of Your Dining Club monthly revenue commissions that will go directly to your bottom line. What actually happens, Bob, is members will be signing up at all the restaurant locations throughout the Los Angeles metro area, and where you will quickly notice a lot of new faces inside your restaurant as members begin exploring other Your Dining Club member restaurants and absolutely avoid restaurants not featured in Your Dining Club. Bob, can you now easily see how your restaurant profit group can guarantee what it does, as there is absolutely no downside or way for a restaurant to lose, since we will absolutely increase your sales, which leads to more profit dollars, but then add in the additional pile of Your Dining Club revenue sharing cash commissions each month, and you will see your bottom line profit percentage explode, which no other marketing platform is able to do. So the next thing you're going to say to the restaurant owners, we're going to take it away again. So you're going to say something like, Bob, let me correct myself as I misspoke. There is one huge downside to your restaurant profit group, which is if you do not put in your application on the first invitation, you will not be allowed to apply at a later time. The spaces fill very fast for what all your restaurant profit group is guaranteeing to do for a limited number of restaurants. Think of it like this. If we put a banner outside your restaurant that said free food for a year to the first 100 customers who came in today, how long would it take to find those 100 customers? Also, if a customer came in and said he needed to think about that no-brainer proposition, you would not beg him to take your free food, nor would you care, since the 100 spaces would get spoken for. With your restaurant profit group and your dining club, we have no problem filling our limited spaces with such a life-saving and lucrative no-risk deal for restaurants. At this point, we are just trying to find what we feel are the best restaurants in a given market and in given zip codes. Now we just walk him into an assumed close by saying, Bob, I just need to confirm a little information to get your application submitted, which requires no signature, no credit card, no hassle, no risk. Never will you be asked for a single penny. And you can always exit your dining club at any time for any reason if you get tired of cashing your dining club revenue sharing monthly commission checks, you know, say in a humorous tone, or if we are interrupting any type of money laundering operation, which is kind of like an Ozark takeoff, but you can kind of just have fun with that. Obviously, no one's going to want to, you know, stop the free money from coming in, but have fun with that and obviously take it away again. So they should give you a yes to that. And so you're just going to want to ask questions that you really can't gather online. Things that we really want to know is our occupancy, approximately how big is the restaurant. Also do a quick count on the TVs they have. That'll be for a future product as well. And then if you can find out who does their pest control, hood cleaning, and who is their merchant processor and what POS system they have. That would be great. Those aren't critical. The occupancy is nice to know, at least for sure, and you can just guess that without having to ask that question. Again, the TVs you can gather on your own. But if you get the other information, that is really fantastic to give us some additional information for some additional products that I've maybe mentioned to you before that we'll be adding to the mix. Then you go on to say, Bob, in the next 24 to 48 hours, the CEO of your restaurant profit group will reach out to you to confirm if your application has been approved. And I am confident it will be, as your restaurant was on our short list of the restaurants we wanted to be part of our platform. Bob, just for applying, you also receive unlimited orders of 1,000 free full-color two-sided business cards for the next 90 days, and also 10-cent 8.5x11 full-color takeout menus for the next 90 days. I'm also going to throw in a free membership to Wholesale Printing Buyers Club, where hundreds of the most popular full-color printed products are at wholesale pricing. So at this point, now we're throwing in some really nice goodies that we didn't really talk about up front. So now, that should really, you know, get them excited and confirm that, you know, getting in line and saying yes to the application was a great decision. Because yes, those printing offers, you know, could save the restaurant, you know, hundreds of dollars. Because most restaurants are buying, for sure, takeout menus. Most are buying some type of a coupon or business cards as well. So those will be some nice extra bonuses that they'll get excited about. And also take note of what they do have printed. So when you are in a business, look for to-go menus and rack cards and business cards and gather those as well. And if you want to quickly continue the conversation about some printing deals, you can say, Bob, is there anything else you get printed, as I can give you 90 days of special price on anything you print? Just name it and I will email you a price that will be probably half of what you are paying now. So I'll find out if they do banners and, you know, whatever else they might be doing. But again, just be sure to kind of get the exact size and quantity, and then you would just email that to me and I'll send them a quote, or I'll send you a quote to give to them. And then you're going to ask them, Bob, I had one last way I can further increase your bottom line profits even further. Do you have one more minute for me to tell you how? And this is where we're going to introduce a really easy way to get some referrals. So now we'll explain how they can really increase their dining club revenue sharing. Bob, I have an immediate way to get your application approved to assure you get a restaurant membership in your dining club, and that is simply by introducing me to three other restaurant owners that you did not compete with, and where they would also see the no-brainer of the Your Restaurant Profit Group and the Your Dining Club platform is for their restaurant. If you can introduce me to three sit-down restaurant owners, I will increase your dining club revenue sharing from $10 to $13 for the next 6 months, which will put thousands of additional Your Dining Club revenue sharing commission dollars into your pocket. If you refer me to five total sit-down restaurants, I can increase your commissions all the way to $15 and keep you at that rate for an entire year. This truly translates into thousands of extra dollars for your restaurant, as if you have 500 Your Dining Club member referrals, your monthly revenue sharing jumps from $5,000 to $7,500 each month, which translates into $30,000 of easy, effortless bottom-line profit over a year just by helping five of your restaurant friends. Then you're going to close out basically with, Bob, who are three restaurant owners I can help just like I am helping you? This should be enough to get him to give you the name of the restaurants and owners, which is all you really need since you can get the rest online. Get as much info as you can on each restaurant, if you can, regarding occupancy, approximate location, etc. Once you have finished getting the three or more referrals, you will close out by saying, Bob, I want to thank you for giving your restaurant profit group the opportunity to help increase your sales and bottom line profits without any risk or cost, while also helping reducing your printing expenses as well. I will be emailing you a confirmation in the next hour of your submitted application and the printing specials as well. Also, I will also email you my personal information so you can reach me anytime, and the email will also include the number to Corey, the CEO of the company, and where you can reach out anytime to him as well. The CEO will be reaching out to you within 24 to 48 hours. Thanks again for your valuable time. Hope you can see it will quickly become the most profitable meeting you've ever been part of. So that's basically how you would wrap it up, and should be pretty exciting, I hope. Because they should be like, this is pretty neat. And again, I think you're going to, it's just really fun to be helping. Literally, we get a chance to help, you know, a business, to help a restaurant, because really what we will do will be a game changer for any restaurant. So I want to thank everybody again for giving me the opportunity to partner with you. And again, there's a lot of information I just presented, so you can use as little or as much as you want. Obviously, if somebody says this sounds great and wants to say yes within 3 minutes, obviously take the yes and move on to the referrals or whatever. But this should cover about any possible concepts I can think of on how to talk to the owner, how to kind of mitigate any confusion that they might have. But hopefully I'll get feedback in the coming weeks as we might learn a few more things just from people out in the field. I know we will. And here's another thing I'm saying, or here's something else that really seems to be bothering restaurants that we want to talk about or whatever. So you can reach me anytime. I'd love to, I will hear about your successes or see if I can further make this information a lot better. There is, I have uploaded a transcript of this basically from what I covered. And thank you again for the opportunity to work with all of you. And I know hopefully by the end of the summer, we're going to have a few markets open, maybe more, but life's going to get really good for all of us. And I'm real excited to have all of you as part of my team. And again, we'll talk about a lot of other exciting things that I've mentioned to probably all of you in regarding to other products that we'll begin marketing to our clients, because they're going to really trust us if we're giving them money every month. So there opens up a floodgate of other opportunity for all of us. But and the money I know will be amazing, and it's hard to comprehend. Trust me, I'm not, like I always tell people, I'm not talking to you from my yacht yet. I don't really want a yacht, but you know what I mean. We all got to start somewhere, and it just takes great people that work as a team to get there, and I appreciate anybody that's given me the opportunity to work with them to be part of my team. Thank you so much. Hope you guys have a great day. Reach out anytime.